lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from you, Maker of heaven, Creator of the earth. Oh, how I need you, Lord. You are my only hope. You're my So I will wait for you to come and rescue me. Come and give me life. I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help to come and rescue me. Come and give me life. Oh, how I need you, Lord. You are my only hope. You're my only friend. So I will wait for you to come and rescue me. Come and give me life. I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from?
We have to will it, but it can be about our discipline, right? Our holiness, like we're trying to build into our own lives ourselves and letting it go and letting the Holy Spirit control that.
I think, just pass the microphone. I think that the discipline life, yes, it has to be the Holy Spirit, but yes, it has to be us. I see it like two people dancing together, both dance. But the Lord's in the lead, so we are the bride, and we follow his lead, but we have to move our legs, and we have to choose as well. And what I would encourage is that it's not a matter of our feelings, though, because the Lord is leading, for instance, through the Word of God already, and he has said many things through the Word of God, and he is taken those steps, and he has shown us how to dance in his own life. He has shown us how to live the life that we are called to live. And Galatians says, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. He has shown us the way he wants us to live already and wants to live in us. And so rather than wait for our feelings, and maybe it is like a dance, and at first, I mean, some of you can dance so beautifully, so quickly, and you have rhythm, and it's also natural right from the very first moment. But for others, it's, okay, I got to work on the steps a little bit, and I've got to think about it, and it's not coming natural yet, but I'm going to choose to put the feet out there. I'm going to choose to take those steps. And so it is an act of the will, but in order for it to become natural, if you will, it's like, Lord, you know you have to do a work in me for my feelings to catch up. And so to answer the question, like, yes and no. Yes, it needs to be the Lord, but no, not exclusively him. It's us too. It's us exercising our will and walking out what we know we are called to walk out. Does that make sense? So I need you, Lord. But I think about, like, I don't, Psalm 121, what we just sang there, different theologians think different things about it. But I think about going up to the hill of the Lord and the temple of the Lord, and which was the highest mountain. Well, it's going to be the highest mountain, but, you know, and but you choose to go up. And I think of Romans 12, where you present yourself as a living sacrifice. And so there is an act of the will as well, but the Lord sends the fire, and the Lord. Does that answer the question?
I walked this morning just a little bit, and then as I was coming back, I just was like, you know, oh, Lord, you're our only hope. Like, you know, so we go to church, and we meet together as part of the body, but, Lord, if you don't show up, it's for nothing, right? And so, but if we don't gather, how could he, you know? So, anyway, yeah, it's interesting.
It reminds me of something John Tifo said, like, 2-3 months ago on a Monday night, but I think he shared it Sunday morning as well. Like, give the Lord something to bless. So I think about the offering. Okay, well, we want to see fire come down from heaven and consume the offering. Well, give the offering and give him something to consume. Give him something to bless. And that's where, like you say, oh, Lord, we want you to show up today, but if we don't gather, yeah, so... yeah, it's good.
Yes and amen.
Hear your people saying yes. Hear your people saying yes to you. Yes to anything you ask. Yes to anything we're called to do. Hear your people say amen. Hear your people say amen to you. Let your kingdom come on earth. Let it be just like we prayed to you. And yes and amen to everything that's in your heart. And yes and amen to everything that you've planned. We'll live to see your will be done, to see your perfect kingdom come on earth, on the earth. promises are yes. All the promises are yes in you. Every good and perfect gift, every blessing that we have was you. And yes and amen, we're taking up a cross for you. And give us the strength to take these dreams and follow through. We live to see your will be done, and to see your perfect kingdom come on earth, on the earth. Whoa, hear your people saying yes. Hear your people saying yes to you. And amen to everything that's in your heart. And yes and amen to everything that you have planned. We live to see your will be done, and to see your perfect kingdom come on earth, on the earth. And yes and amen, we're taking up a cross for you. And give us the strength to take these dreams and follow through. We live to see your will be done, and to see your perfect kingdom come on earth, on the earth. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. And yes and amen. Yes and amen to everything that's in your heart. Yes and amen to everything that you have planned. We live to see your will be done, and to see your perfect kingdom come on earth, on the earth. And yes and amen, we're taking up a cross for you. And give us the strength to take these dreams and follow through. We live to see your will be done, and to see your perfect kingdom come on earth, on the earth. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. yes and amen. Spirit break out. Spirit break out, break our walls down. Spirit break out, heaven come down.
Spirit break out.
Spirit break out. Erupt with praise, can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Spirit break out.
See your kingdom here. We
Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down. King Jesus, you're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and skies. Revival, we want to see your kingdom here. We want to see your kingdom here.
Starlight.
You're like
quenching fire as you break through.
I had this picture last night as I was praying. I had seen a movie trailer for a movie that was like, oh, this looks like it could be good, and it was not. it was about a boy in high school who comes out as gay and his kind of struggle with that, and it was just like, oh, I just felt so... yeah, burdened by these people that are going through this and how they just need Jesus. And I just got this picture of the sky above them just being all cloudy. And just, I was praying that just for a split second that the clouds would be just moved back and that they could see what's beyond that. And just the beauty, the stars that I just saw. Yeah, just that little bit of clearing. And it's just like, oh... and just taking notice of that, and just praying that over these people that are, yeah, struggling with that. And this song just always reminds me of that too, just that starlight, and Jesus is just that bright and shining star, just, yeah, if people could just see. So just praying for that opportunity, the open space above them, just to, for them to be able to see him.
The Father song.
Listen to a thousand tongues, but there is one that sounds above them all. The Father's song, the Father's love, you've sung it over me. Perfect melody, and the Creator's symphony, and you are singing over me, the Father's song. Heaven's perfect mystery, the King of love has sent for me, and now you're singing over me, the Father's song. I have heard so many songs, listen to a thousand tongues, but there is one that sounds above them all. Creator Symphony. You are singing over me, the Father's song, heaven's perfect mystery. The King of Love has sent for me, and now you're singing. Perfect melody, the Creator's symphony. You are singing over me, the Father's song, heaven's perfect mystery. The King of Love has sent for me, and now you're singing over me, the Father's song.
When Candace shared about people seeing the starlight amidst the clouds, I was reminded of on Friday night, I went to my brother and sister-in-law's place in Orillia, and they live in a forest, and it was evening, and we were out on their porch, and my sister-in-law Ginny said, come over here on this side of the porch. It was kind of a wraparound porch, and so on one side, she said, in this part of the forest, you can see the fireflies. And it was amazing. But we couldn't see it on the other side of the porch, but we could see it on the one side. And so we saw lots of fireflies. And I'm just reminded, yeah, that often God uses people to introduce himself to them. And so, yeah, I just encourage all of us to be not afraid to introduce people to Jesus.
That's interesting. Yeah, wasn't sure if Starlight was the one that we were supposed to sing, but there was part of it was just that we're supposed to be reflecting God's glory. Yeah, and so it's using people to... like we're supposed to be the moon and he's the sun, and it just, all we do is we're a mirror for him, to for his light to shine into other people's lives. I'm just going to pray, and then we're done. Yeah, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for singing your song over us. And you continually do it. Yeah, it's your perfect melody. Lord, I ask that we would be able to hear it even clearer than we do. and that we would be able to reflect that to others so that they could hear it as well, and that they would recognize that you're calling them. Lord, I thank you that you're the perfect Father. Yeah, so we just ask that, Lord, that you would use us in this community that you've put us in our home territory, that we would burn brightly for you. Yeah, and that you would guide us in how we should do that so that we can be the most effective for you. That we would follow your perfect plan. So Lord, I want to thank you for this morning and for the words that you've shared. And I ask that we'd be able to hold on to that as we go through the week, and that we wouldn't be tangled by anything in life, but Lord, that we would just be tangled up by you. Amen.
Picture came to my head, which is a good picture, but it also, I think, shares a little bit about a little of God's character that maybe we don't know, and he's fun as well. I know that's I don't mean it to be an irreverent word, but anyways, the picture, so you'll understand, is the game Twister, and playing Twister with the Lord, and, you know, you get all entangled, and then the picture was, eventually you fall, both people end up, I haven't played Twister in forever, but you end up laughing. I just, in the picture, in the vision, playing Twister with your Heavenly Father, and you fall down laughing, and just this love, but entangled with each other, and just the joy and the laughter and just the beauty of it. So God bless.